Coastal erosion is chewing away at one of the Northwest's most popular recreation areas. It's threatening the main campground and other amenities at Cape Disappointment State Park, which has the second most camper visits in the Washington State Park system. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Southwest Washington.
Daryl and Connie Newton of Vancouver, Washington, had advance warning of the shoreline erosion at the Cape Disappointment campground, but still, the Newtons were shocked by what they saw when they arrived for a month-long stint as campground hosts.
Last year when we were here, there was a whole bunch of trees, and we couldn't see the ocean. Mm-hmm. This year, everything's wiped out, and we have view property now.
And the beach is leaving us. Yeah, right. We're losing the park.
Storm waves swallowed a barrier dune and claimed 10 oceanfront campsites out of more than 200. Trees killed by saltwater now litter Benson Beach. Dale Beasley is alarmed, too. He's the president of the Columbia River Crab Fishermen's Association. Beasley is pitching a solution with a possible dual benefit. He proposes the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers replenish the beach with sediment from ongoing dredging of the nearby river channel.
Put it on the beach at least the rate that we're losing it. And beans, we're so close to the campground right now, we would at least for a couple of years want to accelerate that and build a barrier dune so that the campground doesn't disappear here.
Beasley foresees a side benefit from the Corps avoiding offshore dumping, where the dredge spoils could smother crabs that fishermen want to catch. An Army Corps spokesman in Portland says the agency is open to pursuing erosion control and continuing to discuss the best options for sediment placement. A perceived lack of urgency among government agencies aggravates Beasley. He says one fierce storm as soon as next winter could wipe out much of the big campground, giving new meaning to Cape Disappointment. I'm Tom Bonsi near Ilwaco, Washington.